Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets had a, what's a good word, challenging week, brought about by his own actions this past week. Irving was being called out for his show of support. Well, you know, when you retweet something, that's how else can it be interpreted as other than a show of support? In this case, it was for an anti-Semitic movie. It's called Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up, Black America. At the time, this was on Thursday, at a press conference, he refused to say that he was sorry, didn't want to say that he held any anti-Semitic beliefs, refused to say the Holocaust even happened, made himself to be, at least try to appear as the victim in all this. Irving said, I didn't mean to cause any harm. I'm not the one that made the documentary. No, but you shared it. You brought attention to it. The Thursday press conference, more than once he directed the conversation or tried to back to slavery in America and racism against black people without really making clear why that was relevant to the questions about his beliefs about the Jewish community. He was asked twice whether he holds anti-Semitic beliefs, answered the same way both times. Maybe you can make sense of this. He said, I cannot be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from. I don't see the relevancy in that either. This movie that he's promoting, it's, I guess, classified as a documentary. But I always thought documentaries need to have facts as their content. This film advances the false anti-Semitic thesis that black people are the chosen ones from Israel, not the Jews, and they've been victimized by the Jews. Film lists five major falsehoods that Jews have perpetrated to retain power, including the Holocaust. Irving said, yeah, some things were questionable and untrue. Asked specifically what those things were, he said, well, I think some of the criticism of the Jewish faith and the community, for sure. Yeah, some, but not all. When Irving was asked about whether he believes the Holocaust happened, again, not really a direct answer. I'll read his precise total words, not taking anything out of context here. It's not that I don't believe in the Holocaust. I never said that. Never, ever have said it. It's not come out of my mouth. I never tweeted it. I never liked anything like it. So the Holocaust in itself is an event that means something to a large group of people that suffered something that could have been avoided. Wow, I wish he came with subtitles sometimes. Irving placed the material and his endorsement out there, but you know, when he's challenged about it, doesn't want to talk about it. I mean, I would urge him to stand up, step forward if he believes in something, but you know, Irving also believes that the earth is flat. I'm not making that up. And he also believes that COVID vaccines kill. So, you know what, in hindsight, maybe it's better that he keeps his beliefs to himself. On Friday, we learned that the Nets suspended Irving indefinitely, at least five games. Also on Friday, Irving now sort of apologized. He'd need a microscope to find the sincerity in that apology. So what does the open expression of anti-Semitism create? Well, here's Exhibit A. The FBI in Newark Thursday afternoon said they received, quote, credible information of a broad threat to synagogues in the state. They added, we ask at this time that you take all security precautions to protect your community and facility. We will share more information as soon as we can. Stay alert. In case of emergency, call police. FBI followed that with, they were taking a proactive measure with that warning while investigative processes are carried out. Governor Murphy said he was in touch with the FBI, the state's Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and the state attorney general. If you look over the past few years, throw some statistics into all this, U.S. has seen a rise in anti-Semitic incidents from 941 in 2015 to 2,717 in 2021. This is according to the Anti-Defamation League, who on Thursday said it was working with the FBI to address the credible threat, advised synagogues, Jewish organizations to stay calm, but to also remain in a heightened state of alert. FBI's warning Thursday, too, that comes amid continued reports really across the country of anti-Jewish bigotry. Multiple anti-Semitic messages appeared in public spaces. That was in Jacksonville, Florida, over last weekend. Group of demonstrators hung banners over a Los Angeles freeway. This was early October, showing support for the anti-Semitic comments that fell out of Kanye West. Might have seen those photos, the group with their arms giving a Nazi salute. Been posting about all this, too, on our on the Issues and Ideas Facebook page. You can get to that by clicking on the Facebook icon on our homepage. And it's sadly demonstrated how open so many people have become about anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial. Well, I've lost count now of the number of posts I've had to delete because they were just that toxic. You do know that on, I think it's most social media platforms, you can delete what people post if it's totally out of bounds. You can also block people from posting on your page. I ask this primarily because it seems that Fox News and other media outlets either aren't willing to take those steps or are just fine and dandy with leaving this anti-Jewish trash on full display on their respective social media pages.